One of the main things that chapter 34, rather. One of the main things that Shmuel was very, very strict on his life was not to go to doctors. No doctors, no medicine. Again, the only doctor he went to was a very special doctor. It's called Hashem. His name is Hashem. He went to Hashem. It's the only doctor he went to. He's very strict. Rabbeinu said, from the doctors and the medicine, he spoke to Be'avera a lot. And Rabbeinu said that he warned anyone who has any mercy on himself and on his families, he should distance himself very much from going to doctors and to medicine. Rabbeinu said that even someone has a sick person in his house, and even if he's very sick, just depend on Hashem, rely on Hashem, damit Hashem, and don't put your life in mankind, by mankind's hands, because they probably will kill you faster than the illness will kill you. So I asked Rav Alush once about this. So wait, you don't go to a dentist? He said, no, that's not called curing. What is he doing? Just filling in a filling.
Or cleaning your teeth.
In your teeth, or personality, you got a cut. So you have to sew it up. It's not like a curing. Medicine, I think it's more like a person has a problem in the heart. So they give him a certain medicine, and that medicine causes causes something else in his body to go wrong. And this medicine causes it, and some things the doctors have no idea, even like in cancer, most of the times, they don't know what they're doing. They're doing experiments.
They have the same cure rate as they did in 1910, 100 years ago.
Yeah, nothing there. So something to be very careful. Shmuel, Mamash, and these talks of Abayim not to go to doctors, he was Mamash till the end with this. His daughter, Rebbetzin Frank, she said like this, even when he was like very, very sick, he felt if he goes to the doctor, he's putting his life in danger. It's dangerous. You go to the doctor? It's dangerous. Once one of his daughters, she had stones in the, not the kidneys, in the other thing, the kisamara, I don't know how to say it in English.
Gallstones?
What's that?
Gallstones.
Where's that?
Gallbladder. Right here.
You could take that thing out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, there. But the doctors thought she had the cancer. Because she lost a lot of weight or something, I don't know. And they put her in Shaare Tzedek for a long time. Shmuel, she must leave these doctors. She must get out of these doctors. They're going to kill her. She must leave the doctors. Once, Shmuel, he saw no one's doing anything. He went to the hospital and with his wife, and they went and they signed whatever they wanted, and they took the daughter home. And people, all the family was very upset. What are you doing? I said, take care of your daughter. She's going to die. What are you doing? And Shmuel said, no. So the doctors, they could harm you. We don't go to doctors. And after a while, his daughter was cured. I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm just telling you stories, okay? If you have questions, go to the Rav. Don't come to me. Once, one of his children came up to the Shmuel and said, today, medicine and doctors, it's very modern. It's much different than 200 years ago, Rabbeinu said. And it could be what Rabbeinu said is less hard, like you're doing, saying it. His son immediately starts saying, what? The words of Rabbeinu are alive, and they're established, and they're faithful, and they're beautiful from now and forever.
Amen.
Until when he was Zamash very, very sick, and he took him to the hospital, he refused to take any medicine. He had Parkinson for 12 years, and he's fighting with the doctors. No, I don't want this treatment. I don't want this treatment. And every treatment they wanted to do, and if he doesn't, it's dying, so they can't do it. So every treatment they wanted to do is his children had to come and try to convince him, you must do it, you must be. So then he said, when someone has very strong emunah, and he believes Rabbeinu's words 100%, he doesn't have to go to doctors at all. But when someone doesn't, so he must go to doctors. But also then, don't trust them. don't say that they know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. But you don't have emunah in Abayinu so strong. So then, fine. But the Eved, what could he do? Yeah. There was a guy in Yerushalayim, by the way. I'm talking about 70 years ago, maybe. A very happy man. Very happy. Always happy. So, he was very sick, and the doctor came, and he didn't want to go to the doctor. The doctor came to him, so I invited him. The doctor came in, he turned around, you know, I'm not telling you the doctor is going to leave. And the doctor told that he's going to die. But then afterwards, he was cured. So they asked him, well, how did you do it? He said, I went to Dr. Freilach, Dr. Happy. I was with Dr. Happy. And I have a friend also, Yosef Dan, that once he told me he had a very bad toothache. Very bad. What do? You go to the doctor, no? He said, his wife told him, go to the doctor, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to Dr. Field, I'm going to the field. I went to Dr. Field, and I went to Hashem, everything was okay. I went away. He doesn't know how. One of his close people said that I was standing next to the where the, I don't know what it's called, the birth room, where the women give birth in the hospital. And suddenly, running out, comes out the doctor and says, immediately sign here. You have 4 minutes to save your wife and the kid. You have to do an operation. If we don't operate, the baby and the woman will die. I said, you know what to do. I said, I told that I'm going to ask the rabbi. I can't decide. So he looked at me and he said, if you go into the Rebbe, ask him also for a shidduch for yourself because you're killing your wife. Fine. So he went into Shmuel. So Shmuel said, go to the greater people than me. Why are you coming to me? They know what to say. He said, at least tell me where to go to. And the Shmuel did and they're talking and he's giving him money. Here, do a pidyon for her. He stuck a for her. And then he says, he suddenly he's shining, his face is shining. He says, doctors, this stuff scare people. Don't worry, nothing will be. I was calm. Shmuel said, I went back to the hospital. He said, everything okay. And then it was okay, and I had a son. The son was born. There was no operation. Everything was okay with his wife. He told the doctor, I didn't ask the Rebbe about the shidduch. Yeah, a few more minutes. Unbelievable. One day, Reb Shimshon Barsky called, he was one of the grandchildren of Rabbeinu, great-great-grandchildren of Rabbeinu, and he called Rabbi Koenig, and he begged him, ask Reb Shmuel to pray for my daughter, that she's in a, needs to give birth, and there's complications and stuff. A few days already, my daughter's in contractions, and the baby's not being born. And the doctors are saying that the baby's dead, and we have to take out the baby, and then the mother should live at least. And I asked your father, and he told me to go to Reb Shmuel Shapira. Fine. So I went to Reb Shmuel Shapira, and he didn't agree to take the money from me. And we're preparing ourselves for the worst case. Please go to Reb Shmuel and take the money from him and tell him to pray for my daughter. So he went to Reb Shmuel and I tried to talk to him. Reb Shmuel said, well, he tried talking about other things. Reb Shmuel was changing the subject. And then Rav Koenig walked up to him and said to him with chutzpah, Reb Shmuel, have mercy on two Jewish souls. They are descendants of the Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They're in danger. Shmuel sat there and said, well, what does he want from me? He was here on Friday, I can't do anything. For a long time he's going saying, listen, they're very important people, the students, the descendants of Rabbeinu, you must. So Shmuel said, I respect them all, but what could I do? What could I do more? And Shmuel was sitting like this, something like that, right? And then after a long time he takes the money and he says, I don't know why the doctors are ignoring the baby's life. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit. The doctor's not always right. Baby was born healthy, 100%. Okay. Even when he had terrible toothaches, He refused to go to the doctors. He couldn't even think anything. He used to walk back and forth in the house and say to Hillel. Never went to the doctors. He was very against inducing labor. If he didn't have to because someone's dying, the doctors, you know, after a certain amount of hours, or the doctor wants to go home, or there's too many women in the labor room, so then the doctors induce labor. They don't care. But Shmuel was very against that. He said, it's murder. It's murder. You don't do such things.
Does it die from it?
Yes.
Sometimes, and sometimes they cause the woman that she has that thing for the rest of her life. All kinds of things. It's very bad. Anyways, so one time, Shmuel's mother was in the hospital. But she wasn't getting a nice treatment because she didn't have a lot of money. At the same time, there was the wife of the minister of religion. She was in the hospital, and his name was Chaim Moshe Shapira. So the minister,
what?
The minister's name was Moshe Chaim Moshe Shapira. No, and his wife was in the hospital. Also, Shmuel's mother was in the hospital, and they weren't treating her very nicely. But the minister of health, the minister of health called the hospital, and he said, "Please take care of Mrs. Shapira, as you need to. She's the wife of a minister in the state." So they confused Sarah Shapira and this Shapira. They were both Sarah or Sarah, whatever, and they were taking care of Shmuel's mother as if she's the wife of the minister. Only after she was cured, so they realized a beautiful mistake.
What a mistake.
So, Shkayach.